ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 82 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा मीट्स द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन टेक्स्ट नंबर 40। भगवांस्तास्तथा भूताः विविक्त उपसंगतः आश्लिष्य नामयं पृष्ट्वा आश्लिष्यानामयं पृष्ट्वा प्रहसन् इदमब्रवीत् भगवांस्तास्तथा भूतः विविक्त उपसंगतः आश्लिष्यानामयं पृष्ट्वा प्रहसम् इदमब्रवीत् भगवांस्तास्तथा भूतः विविक्त उपसंगतः आश्लिष्यानामयं पृष्ट्वा प्रहसन् इदमब्रवीत् भगवांस्तास्तथा भूतः उपसंगतः आश्लिष्यानामयं पृष्ट्वा प्रहसन्निदमब्रवीत् माताजी भगवांस्तास्तथा भूतः विविक्त उपसंगतः आश्लिष्यानामयं पृष्ट्वा प्रहसन्निदमब्रवीत् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ताह देम तथा भूतः बीइंग इन सच अ स्टेट विविक्ते इन अ सेक्लूडेड प्लेस उपसंगतः गोइंग अप टू आश्लिष्य एम्ब्रेसिंग अनामयम हेल्थ पृष्ट्वा आस्किंग अबाउट प्रहसन लाफ्ड इदम दिस अब्रवित सेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड अप्रोच्ड द गोपीज in a secluded place as they stood in their ecstatic trance. After embracing each of them and inquiring about their well-being, he laughed and spoke as follows. Purport: Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that Krishna expanded himself by his vibhuti shakti to embrace each of the gopis individually, thus waking each of them from her trance. He inquired, "Are you now relieved of your pain of separation?" and laughed to help lighten their spirits. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord and my purification, and in the process I can please all the devotees. Each year we passed in spiritual life, especially in the sadhika level, we find out that we are far away from our goal. The topic we are discussing right now is Krishna embracing the gopis in a secluded place. It is a very high topic, especially first time if somebody is giving class. But for the purification, we can take up any services. We see that in a mundane world, if such thing happens that some person is embracing a woman in a secluded place, then it's an immoral act. Nobody will accept it. We see that when the devotees become purified and get the mercy of the Lord, they get the special gift that whatever they speak, whenever they have to address people, they use a very appropriate word. That's why when Sukadeva Goswami is describing this episode, he uses that Krishna is embracing many gopis, many women who are wives of some other people, but he is a Bhagavan. So nobody from the hearer can harbor any doubts about the activities of the Lord. But in Kali Yuga, how many people know who is Bhagavan? What is the absolute truth? Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Very few people. want to search for this, particular absolute truth. I particularly remember one episode that in this particular age, in the local, when we travel, we find faces of people who are generally in anxieties of related to this, their senses. Jadananda. I remember once I was traveling in from Grant Road to Mira Road, and I got into the train, which was very packed up, and this was very 6-8 years back, so I was not accustomed to this weather, so I used to sweat a lot, and I was not accustomed to even traveling, so I used to find a seat. And seeing my condition, when every seat was occupied, one person got up, and I somehow got the seat, and I just sighed, or Krishna, at least I got the place. I started wiping sweat from my body. Suddenly, a person sitting opposite to me shouted at me. He's a very old man, very fair. And he said, "Why do we exist?" So I was just about to settle, and somebody is shouting. I thought I might have stepped on his foot. That's why he's shouting. So I recollected, "Excuse me?" He said, "Why do we exist?" So his voice, everybody got alarmed and they looked at us that something, some time pass is going to happen, because, you know, long journey and some old man and some saffron is discussing. So I could figure out this person was showing him that what I perceive that he must be frustrated in life, that nobody is looking after him, his senses are weak, and he couldn't remember, something like that. I pushed forward and I said, "Do we really exist?" Somehow thought came my mind and I said that only person who exists eternally is the absolute truth. So he was frowning actually before when he asked question, but when he heard me, so suddenly, surprisingly, he smiled, and others, everyone got disappointed that the thing stopped. Then I become humbled that yes, this person at least knows that, you know, he is not this body, and he is what is absolute truth. He was not wearing anything, no tilak, no dress, a old man, but he has the wisdom that he has at least theoretical knowledge that we are not this body. We are soul, we are eternal. And there is an absolute truth. And then suddenly he got up to, in the Bombay Central, it's very short distance, it's not a big discussion happened. So I humbly asked him that, "Please pray for me that I could serve this absolute truth, so that I couldn't be more intelligent than him." So he said, "No, don't worry, God bless you." And while moving, he waved a hand to me, all the way he was smiling. And few people around me, they couldn't understand what happened. So one person said, "What did he say? And what did you answer?" So I was into my own world. I mean, I was thinking about this person that, you know, in this Bombay, we have everyone from the morning till night, they are thinking about how much I am going to earn, how much I am lacking. I have to fill up my requirements, so many things. And everybody heard absolute truth, but only one person has replied. Others also heard, but they didn't. And finally, surprisingly, one fellow next to me, he pushed his hand up. "Maharaj, haat dekhta kya?" He heard that he knows something. So his inquiry was, "Haat dekhta kya? What is about my future? Can I get money?" This is how the particular situation right now. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhe yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvata." Out of many, this is 6-7 billion people out in the world, but how many people are searching for the truth? Many are searching but might not be getting any proper path. Might be distracted by the pseudo-spiritualist. Everybody, we all of us were searching truth. Somehow by the grace of Prabhupada's books, his devotees, we got connected and at least we are having theoretical knowledge that what is the truth. Might be we are applying our level best to implement that in our life, but at least we know what is the goal of life. Otherwise, most of the people are into the Jadananda. How their definition of success is, if I can be better than my neighbor, my life is successful. Most of them have this particular thing. Or my boss, whoever is trying to subdue me, if I can get better than him, that is success of my life. But few, just like this person I met, or many of them, they, after so many efforts of trying to enjoy this sense gratification, Jada Ananda, or any happiness in this 14 planetary system, if they find out that no, there is no use, because we are not this body, we are the soul. We are soul, and that's why there is this Aham Brahmasmi. This first stage of realization of absolute truth can be understood, it can be achieved. So Bhagavad Gita says that Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yadjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. That is the absolute truth. Three different features of absolute truth are this. First is the Brahman effulgence. So the darkness of this world, all the conceptions of finding happiness related with matter. If somebody is frustrated, then he will look for the light, effulgence. That no, actually I am a spirit soul. I had no idea. What is the absolute truth before? And it's very difficult to even technically understand this. But long ago, in 2004, when I used to visit Pune temple, one day, the truth, whenever the word truth used to come, I used to see what is the truth. Just like in those days, the relative truth was so much emphasized that people, in TV serials or something, so many things, but they were related to spiritual, the relative truth. So one day, one devotee was giving class and he gave a very nice example to understand how can we understand these three phases of, three features of the absolute truth. He gave an example of the train. He said, the layman who has never seen any transport arrangement from where he lives and he wants to get out of it, and somebody may say that, oh, there is a train, you know, that object can transfer you. So he said, what is this train? He said, if this is the very innocent, the first level of understanding person is there who has no understanding beyond sound. Train is a sound. A very loud sound is a train. But more advanced person can say that it is a sound, but it is not a sound, it is an object. There are so many bogies linked together, they move very fast. That is train. But the most intelligent person can actually take him into the train and show him that actually the purpose of train is to transport people and goods. There are people around, inside. Similarly, when the first level of understanding of Brahman realization, if somebody finds out that without understanding the other two levels, then it is very incomplete. Train is not a sound. Similarly, the Brahman effulgence, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti, the effulgence of the Lord is the light which is beyond this material world, to which this impersonalists are very much attached. So their propaganda is, the first thing, Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, and anything within this material world cannot give me happiness. సో నేతి 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 బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జగత్ మిథ్యా విత్ దిస్ కన్సెప్ట్ దేర్ ప్రాసెస్ ఇస్ వెరీ ట్రబుల్సమ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ క్లేశో అధిక్తరస్తేషాం అవ్యక్త ఆసక్త చేతసాం అవ్యక్తాహిర్ గతిర్ దుఃఖం దేహవద్భిర్ ఇవాప్యతే దోజ్ హు ఆర్ ఎంబాడీడ్ ఫార్ దెమ్ దిస్ పాత్ ఇస్ వెరీ ట్రబుల్సమ్ బికాస్ హ్యావింగ్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ నాట్ గివింగ్ దెమ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ ట్రబుల్సమ్ సో ఇన్ కాంట్రాస్ట్ ఇఫ్ యు సీ భక్తి భక్తి డజంట్ డినై ఎనీథింగ్ మోస్ట్లీ వి సీ దట్ దిస్ ఇంపర్సనల్స్ వి గో దిస్ దే టార్చర్ దేర్ బాడీ దేర్ సెన్సెస్ వి ఆన్ ద అదర్ హ్యాండ్ ఈట్ ప్రసాద్ చాంట్ డాన్స్ అసోసియేట్ సో దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ వీ క్యాన్ ప్యూరిఫై అవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ సో నథింగ్ డినయల్ క్యాన్ ప్యూరిఫై యూ అత శ్రీకృష్ణ నామాది భవేద్ గ్రాహ్యం ఇంద్రియే సేవన్ ముఖే హి జివ్వాదు స్వయం ఏవ స్ఫూర్తి అద సో ది టంగ్ క్యాన్ బి గివన్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ప్రసాద్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే అవర్ సెన్సెస్ క్యాన్ బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్ దిస్ ఇంపర్సనలిస్ట్ లెవెల్ హ్యాస్ టూ టైప్స్ నాట్ ఆల్ ఆర్ అఫెన్సివ్ ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మవాదీస్ బ్రహ్మవాదీస్ మీన్స్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఇన్నోసెంట్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ అఫెన్సివ్ టు ద లార్డ్ దే సే దట్ we are happy with understanding that I am spirit we don't want to go further just like if somebody passed the degree and he said I want to settle it down I don't want to do PhD and further studies but if somebody who is inquisitive who is not satisfied with low something low he can go forward but so this Chatush Kumar and Shukdev Goswami himself are the Atmaramas who were in the Brahmavadi stage but who got the association of devotees and they turned out to be a pure devotees later. But the second type of this impersonal is very dangerous. There are Mayavadis who are very offensive to the Lord. Their conception is avyaktam vyakti mapannam mannate mam abuddhaya. Krishna says they are very, their intelligence is contaminated. They have no intelligence. Abuddhaya. Because their conception is avyaktam vyakti mapannam. That is, the Lord who when descends, he takes form. The Brahman takes form and then he appears, descends. That is very offensive. Because of not having proper knowledge, they actually go deeper and deeper to the lower regions and suffer so much. Yanne arvindaksha vimukta manina. Their understanding is vimukta of Arvindaksha. The person who has a lotus eye is Krishna. They think that Aruhya Krishna Param Padam Tatah. Without Krishna, knowing Krishna, if they Aruhya Krishna, they actually do real tapascharya. This is to control the senses and mind. Denying everything, they actually get to Brahma refulgence. But patanti adho anadrita yusmadangriya. Because they have no higher knowledge, no other the respect for the Lord who has lotus feet, they fall down. They have only one goal, that is they have patanti adho. Again they fall back to doing the philanthropic activities, serving manav. And again, it's from Jadananda. So Jadananda can inspire someone to go to Brahmananda. And Brahmananda, when that stage comes, one may be very fortunate enough to come in contact with pure devotees, and he can become the pure devotees. Same analogy if we stretch that the train analogy, then Brahman effulgence is like these people who are capable of buying ticket. Somebody who wants to go from one place to another, he has capacity to buy ticket, but he said, no, we will not take any favor from the railway. We don't want food, no, we don't want AC, seat, no association. I will go without ticket. I will go into the stinking toilet, don't worry. But when they reach the station, the only thing what happened is they are deported back to the station because you are not having proper ticket. In the same way they travelled. Patanti adho. So all the trouble you have taken, so torturous, nothing, no use. Only gain is hard work. Travelling into stinking toilet, again coming back to the station stinking toilet. Ashtanga yoga, if we see, Ashtanga yoga is just like if we travel, and now we are going to Kartik Yatra. So how much trouble we have to take? We have to see 4 months, when, what is the date when the tickets get open? 4 o'clock, we have to reach there. Be in a queue, first person, we got so many tickets we have to take. Then we have to see some people wants AC. AC, then also window ticket. If you have AC, why will you need window? I want scenery also. So all, so many trouble. And we want to see that our travel should not match with any festival days. Diwali, Holi. Because even though we have reservation in those days, we cannot get facility of reservation. We get so many people come and trouble us. So all that yama, niyama, asana, pratyahar, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, samadhi, it's not so easy in Kali Yuga. So much so we have to do, and then we get to our proper destiny. So yogis do that. So they know that aham brahmasmi, but another person is there also in my heart, who is super soul, who is upadrushta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara. So he is taking care of, he is my creator, protector, and he is my maintainer. And he oversees everything. All activities are overseen by him, and he is Anumanta. He sanctions my all activities. And then by this tough process of controlling the mind and senses, he can transfer himself to any planet. But just find out the third thing. This is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is such that one family member of us, if he is a very big officer in our railway ministry, just like Braj Bihari Prabhu had, he has said once that his father was very big officer in railway ministry. So nothing, they have to do nothing. Everything is taken care, their luggage is taken care, the separate bogey, AC, food, best food, no trouble, nobody will come, only family members. Everything is taken care. Why? Because you are connected to the exact proper person. So Krishna says, Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami masucha. Don't worry, I am going to give you all shelter. Just what you do? Sarva dharman pariddhya maam ekam sharanam abhaja. Give up all activities and just take shelter of me. If you take shelter of me, I will destroy all your past backgrounds. And somebody say, why? I mean, if I give up the conceptions of my Jadananda, in the sense, if I am trying to satisfy so many people, and what will happen to them? Krishna says, yatha taro moola nishchanena. If you provide water to the root of the tree, everything will be nourished automatically. It doesn't have to do. But somebody may say that I don't have any quality. I am not Vedic. I don't have any good qualities. How can I do bhakti? Krishna says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena maam upyantite. If you just desire, man, I will provide you everything. How to come to me? I will give you all knowledge. But just what you do? Desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that just this, we have to desire to take our journey from the Jadananda to the Krishna's lotus feet. This is the ultimate journey home. And this is not the journey out, this is journey within. And we have to find out. And nobody is going to accompany us eternally. We have to do this journey alone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just do these two things. You know, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. See the presence of Lord in everyone's heart, and in that way you will never envy anyone. And when envy is not there, you will not offend anyone. And by just doing these two things, chanting Hare Krishna and not offending, you can achieve the ultimate perfection. So this is our Bhagwan, this we are talking, that he is embracing the gopis in a secluded place. So our Upadeshamrut, Ishopanishad gives an example, gives the definition of Bhagwan. Bhagwan means, Bha is maintainer. He is a maintainer. And Ga is a guardian. And Van means one who lives in everyone's, live in everyone, and everyone lives in him. As a Paramatma, he is in everyone's body. So this Bhagavan means who has everything. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriya. Shriya, jnanam vairagyam. So wealth, strength, beauty, fame, knowledge and renunciation, everything samagrasya. Completely, there is no shortage. So he can do everything. So further, but still, Parikshit Maharaj, when in 10th canto before, when he was describing the pastimes of Rasa Leela, Parikshit Maharaj notices that few jnanis, karmis and those who are non-devotees were harboring some doubts regarding Lord's activities. So on their behalf he asked questions that samsthapanaya dharmasya prashamaya idarasya avatirno hi bhagwan amshena jagadishwara. He, Lord, actually come with his expansion, plenary expansion, Balaram. So Krishna Balaram comes for what? Establishing the dharmic principle by subduing the adharmic principle. So why the person who has come for establishing the dharmic principle, he acts pratipam acharat brahman paradharabhimarsanam. Why he acts contrary to the moral codes? O Brahmana, by example of paradharabhimarsanam, means by touching other women's wife. Apto kamo yadupati, he is apto kamo, parasya shaktir vividhaya shruyate swabhaviki jnana balak kriyacha. He doesn't have to do anything for his satisfaction. Something he has to do, millions of shaktis are ready. They automatically solve the purpose. So sakatham, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of Lord doing this contemptible act? In that way he asks. Shukadeva Goswami answers, dharma vyatikramo drishta ishwaranam cha sahasam teji yasamna doshaya vahane sarva bhujovyata. He first advises that the apparent transgression of moral codes by the someone who is controller should not be taken seriously, because they are so powerful controller that they don't get affected by that. They don't change their nature. He gives an example that fire is so powerful that however amount of contaminated material if you put in fire, it gets burned. Fire doesn't change its nature. You see that even the sun, who is one object in one universe, is so much powerful that even if it gets connected to the contaminated place, he purifies that place and he doesn't get changed. He doesn't get contaminated. And millions and billions of suns get energy from the effulgence of the Lord. So how can Lord be affected by that? So Sridhar Swami gives many examples like Brahmaji, Indra and Vishwamitra. So many people apparently may find some transgression of the dharmic principle from them, but we should not, even by mind, should think that, oh, I can imitate, or why they are doing it. This is the two things. The conditioned soul has two problems, that he wants to enjoy best of his ability, and when he sees someone is doing it, he says, I can do it. Because he can do it, I can do it. Because the basic reason why we are here is we said that why Krishna is doing that, I also can do it. That's why we are here. So he prompts to do that. And Sukhdev Goswami wants that even by mind also, manasabhi hi anishvara, those who are anishvara, those who are not ishvaras, should never ever try to imitate these people. Why? Because vinashyati acharan maudhyad. If by foolishness, if we try to act in such a way, like Krishna does Rasalila, so I will do it, then vinashyati. We have to face dire consequences for that. He gives an example, yatha arudro abdhijam visham. Just like somebody is arudro, he is not Shiva, and he says, I will drink poison. He will be died, he will be destroyed within no moment. So we cannot imitate the Ishwaras. And the Param Ishwara is Bhagavan. Later, Parikshit Maharaj gives an example that still, how can we understand the reality? Krishna has come here, so how can we justify Krishna doing that? So, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that certainly Krishna comes to establish the dharma, and his many incarnations he does it very properly, like son of Dasharatha Maharaj, Lord Ramachandra performs such an activities that he perfectly exemplifies how to follow dharma. But when Krishna himself comes, he has to establish that he is God. He is asama urdhva. Ishopanishad gives what the quality of God is, asama urdhva. His asama means nobody is equal to him, and nobody urdhva, nobody is higher than him. So this also has to be established, that he is God. But even for the sattva guni person will require some justification. Why, how can we justify that Krishna embracing gopis in a secluded place? Then 10th canto gives, 10th canto, our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur quotes from Ujjwal Nilmani, Maya kalpita tadrik stri, shilanenanu suyubhi, na jatu vraja devi nam, pratibhi saha sangama. He says that the wives of the Gopaganas were double. Maya kalpita tadrik stri. Maya created double of them. So the husbands were never ever na sangamaha. They were never associating with the actual gopis, which are the internal energy of the Lord. So nobody can have an access to them. So they were thinking that they were enjoying with gopis. But actually, Krishna, just to enjoy the parakiya ras. The parakiya ras is the woman having relation with the paramour. That is the highest rasa in spiritual world. That, to establish that, to release that, he has created this particular thing. And how can we see that, how can we find and justify or establish that this is the rasa? So the most saintly person from time immemorial, they are releasing this. They released it, and it is there in future saints also. So the particular person who is in the gopis' hearts, in the husbands of gopis' heart, in everyone's heart. So what is the problem if he has embraced His creation in a secluded place. He is there in a most secluded place of everyone. That is a heart. Nobody, this is the most secluded place of a person. So that particular doubt has been solved. Secondly, this verse says that Prahasan, Ashlishya Anamayam, Bhagwan embraces. So we see that gopis, gopis suffered separation from Krishna for long years, 100 years. Nowadays we can't even imagine a man or woman, can survive such a separation. One episode I have seen that in this proper world, one person somehow got lost for 5 years and he came back only to see that his wife has 2 children from his friend. And the wife says first thing that, why did you come back? Why you have to come back? So it's very rare that he said. So 100 years lifespan, how can someone sustain such a separation? A thing may come. A thought may come in our mind. How can we understand this? That somebody can sustain 100 years. So, Bhagavatam describes that Brahma Ratra Upavrutte. The gopis have got association of Krishna for the entire Brahma's night. That is 1000 yugas, ages, where put into the 12-hour night where the Rasalila happened. So such a powerful, such a big association, such a long association, where the gopis were filled up with the thoughts and all the activities of Krishna, and so they could tolerate the separation. But if we see the Krishna's pastime, same pastimes of with his gopis, with the queens, Dwarka queens, they are practically Krishna all the time with them. But we see in episode of Rukmini that she can't tolerate even Krishna, a thought that Krishna is leaving her, and she faints. So she was tolerant enough, but she was not expressive. Here they are tolerant, but they are so expressive that the gopis said, Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanat maramhatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato. They are so expressive that they say they can call Krishna lampato, debauchi. It is very, very attractive to, he gets attracted to newer and newer women. So they said, still, you are my Lord all the time. Mat prana nathastu na eva na paraha. Nobody can become our master but Krishna. So they were tolerant enough, but very expressive. And we Vidarbhiyan, yes, we are tolerant, but we don't express. Rukmini Devi was a contrast to that. So like that, Krishna reciprocated with gopis and Dwarkavasis. And then one word comes, Prahasan. Krishna now knows that this is a long separation and now he is meeting them. So just to lighten the mood, somebody is angry. You said you are going to come and you came out. You didn't come for 100 years. So just to lighten, he smiles. Prahasan means just a small portion of teeth is visible. And he, just like in Bhagavad Gita also we see, Krishna is very sort of happy. He says, Prahasan eva Bharata. Arjuna said, I don't want to fight. Then Krishna, and he accepts the discipleship. So friendship, he used to, on an equal level, now he became a disciple. So Krishna smiled that, yes, now he came to the level. So Prahasan. So this is a kind of mood. We, in the mundane world, we see that to pacify a person, we have to do opposite. Prahasan Iva Bharata. So, Krishna is telling his devotees who are very expert in describing the particular person. Sukhdev Goswami is describing that he is doing all this activity, but he is a Bhagavan. And if you want to achieve this absolute truth, Bhagavan, then what do you have to do? Just do one thing. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ishchadabhayam. So all of us trying to find this Jadananda are very miserable. Fearful. So if you want to get out of this fearfulness, then do these three things. Shrotavya, hear all these activities. Even, especially, Vikritito Vrajad Vadubhir, Idam Cha Vishnu. Ki, the lust is troubling us, then this is the remedy. Shraddhan Vito Shrunuyad Athavarana Yedva. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Rudrogam Apahinoti Ashum. Achirena dhiraha. So we want to become a dhira, then from the right sources, we hear, speak out, and then we can get the bhaktim param bhagavati, we get Krishna, this absolute, we can understand Krishna, and we can actually, sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam, we can actually then surrender to Krishna completely, and then, smartavya, we can actually remember all the time Krishna. And that is the basic tattva. Antakalecha mameva smranamutva kalevaram. Ya prayati samadbhavam yati nasyatra samshaya. Unless we remember Krishna all the time, how can we remember Krishna at the end of life? So if you want to success, if you want to make our life successful, then we have to do these three things. Shrotavya, kirtitavyascha, smartavya. In that way, Srimad Bhagavatam is inviting us to surrender to Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question? Actually, time is over. You can meet me personally. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki,